Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like right here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm, so feel free to do that if you have that ability. With you tonight in the studio, Ian here.
Allie.
And Mark.
All right, so jumping right into the news, going international, we haven't really spent much time on the Crimea situation.
Crimea, yeah.
And or Ukraine, which Crimea is part of Ukraine. I am completely in the dark about this, Mark, but you've been doing research.
Right, well, we talk about secession here on Free Talk Live on a regular basis.
Yeah, huge fan of that.
If any county or city, if any one person manages to get a little bit of news in the United States that says the word secession, and you can bet Free Talk Live is going to talk about that story. However, countries... You know, places break off from countries all the time around the world, and we don't talk about them as much because we don't do really foreign policy that much on Free Talk Live. It's not that we're unwilling to, it's just that we don't know that much about it generally.
Do you know how it typically works when countries break apart from one another? Is there usually some kind of...
sometimes violence is involved.
Yeah, is there like usually warring over it, or is it sometimes just like, oh, you want to leave, that's fine, we weren't getting anything out of it anyway?
In some cases it's that way. In a lot of cases it's kind of like the destruction of an empire. Of course, when the Soviet Union blew up, many countries were created out of that. The Ottoman Empire, a little over 100 years ago, there were fewer than 100 nations. Now there are more than 200. A little more than 200, depending on how you count them.
That's a good trend, right?
It's a good trend. I like the idea of more home rule rather than less. And what Crimea wants, what Crimea wants is there's a bunch of different people in Crimea, right? There's these ethnic Tartars that apparently things weren't so great for them under the Soviet Union, and they obviously would never vote to move back to Russia. However, apparently the vote was something like somewhere between 93% and 97%. I've heard different numbers. Percent of people in Crimea that voted in this election wanted to go to the Soviet Union. However, the numbers look like more people than live in Crimea voted.
Right.
Whoa.
And let's not forget that there's essentially Russian troops in the streets.
Okay.
They took over the parliament building or whatever, some kind of government building that I'm not entirely sure of, and put that's a lot of pressure. You know, let's whip up an election here real quick, and oh, look, it's going our way. The ballot was really kind of sick. It was a vote between, a picture of the Russian flag on one side, and the other side was the country of Ukraine with a big swastika on it.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Yeah, because apparently there's like some small minor party that has some say in the government of Ukraine, a parliamentary say in the government of Ukraine that's like 3% or something, that's, fascist neo-Nazi types.
So Russia designed the ballot is what you're saying?
Yeah, they did.
Well, I've heard accounts from Ukraine and people there that there's a lot of propaganda going on in favor of, the Russian Empire.
Right. And Crimea is a very valuable place. So
why is that?
Well, they're right there on the Black Sea. It's a deep water port, from what I understand, and there may be some mineral issues, too. Mm-hmm. So neither Ukraine nor Russia wants to not have Crimea.
Mm-hmm.
It's a valuable little chess piece. And, frankly, what I would... I'd be more interested in if I was Crimea is essentially being autonomous and setting up whatever alliances I wanted to set up. But I'm not an expert in the policies as to why they would or wouldn't do that.
Well, from the conversation we had with a guy who was living in Ukraine, the two sides down there, no one's talking about independence for Crimea.
No.
It's either stick with Ukraine or go with Russia, and we get blue team, red team all over again.
Yeah, it's a lot like that. There's no doubt about it. So now,
and that's what people are getting violent in the streets, and the police are coming in, and there's all this conflict over which criminal gang will rule the country.
Right, and I think it's very disingenuous that people in Ukraine have any say about this. If Florida wants to secede, I'm not going to get out into the streets of Keene, New Hampshire, and set things on fire and kick garbage cans over. Let them go. It's
so was this
business.
A nationwide vote then? It wasn't Crimea?
No, this was Crimean. This was a Crimean vote. And that's the only vote it should be. And from every...
So then the rest of the country did not have a say.
No, but you can... But they're acting like they should.
Mm-hmm.
And Russia's been a real pain in the butt on this one. If this, it seems to me that the vote should be retaken without, Russian troops in Crimea.
Is it specifically Crimea that they're interested in, or
yes.
all of Ukraine?
Yeah, I thought
sure
the conflict
like
in
all,
Ukraine
but...
was over which direction, was it the whole country, or just like the northern,
eastern portion? There was a conflict in Ukraine over, the president and that sort of thing. There's an ouster of some sort that I'm not entirely clear on.
There's been a lot of news coming out of there, and I find it interesting when I hear things about it, but honestly,
I haven't spent days and days delving into this and getting completely up to date on it. But I guess from what I can tell from the news is that as far as a percentage of Crimeans, it would be larger than 50% that would vote to leave if they had a vote that say wasn't there weren't Russians in the streets and didn't have this weird ballot and that sort of thing. And I just it kind of brings up for me, so there's a little chunk of land and 50% of the people and 51% of the people or whatever want to move to a different geopolitical designation. And does that make it okay? And I don't think it makes it okay for the other 49% or 39% or 29%. And
but people don't know another way. They don't understand another way. But even though there is a third way or a fourth way or a fifth way, there are other options. They just don't see them. They're not presented to them. The mainstream media certainly isn't talking about them. If there is a Crimean independence movement, they're not getting press, at least not that we're seeing.
Well, what if Canada, who's involved in way less warfare and everything like that compared to the United States, wanted to take over New Hampshire? Would you not vote for that?
No, I wouldn't vote for joining another gang. I would want to push for the idea of independence.
Well, what if the other gang is a little bit nicer and less...
Just
scary.
Because Canada doesn't do worldwide invasions very much. I mean, they have been involved in some of the allies stuff.
Yep.
But just because they're not at the forefront of that doesn't mean they aren't doing it, and also doesn't mean they aren't hurting their people as well. I mean, they have drug prohibition there just like they do here, for instance, and they've got more gun restrictions there than they do in the United States, as I understand it, or at least it's certainly in New Hampshire.
Well, I think that one of the advantages of what Ali's asking here is if New Hampshire were to move over to Canada, and I'm not for that, but that it would... It sort of breaks up the idea of the nation state to a small extent. If Crimea can move away from Ukraine because it wants to, supposedly, I'm talking about pieces of dirt like they have personalities. But if the people of Crimea can choose to have another political designation through the democratic process, it does show a certain level of independence for sort of smaller geopolitical designations. Right?
Then it would also mean that their taxes would go to funding the Russian government as opposed to Ukraine's government, right?
That's right.
Sure, Russia is intending to get taxation.
Obviously, the preference I have in this situation, I don't live in Crimea, and mostly people don't care what I think, is that Crimea is in fact goes independent and then just sets up allies. I mean, Liechtenstein, Andorra, there's all kinds of, San Marcos, San Remo, I can't remember. There's all kinds of little tiny countries in Europe. There's no reason Crimea couldn't be its separate little tiny country.
As you pointed out, it's got a great location.
Let's rent out that deep water port to whomever.
Right. I mean, it's essentially, it's almost an island. I mean, it's surrounded almost completely by water. It's essentially the southern end of Ukraine, as you said, Mark, just kind of jutting out into the Black Sea. You're welcome to share your thoughts on the situation, because I know a lot more people know more than I do on this. But, of course, Ukraine is not the only place in the world where there's conflict in the streets. Venezuela has also been experiencing
a lot of
large-scale protests. I've got a story about that coming up here in a moment. 855-415-3. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can take control. And don't forget, there's plenty of conflict here in the United States, including an 81-year-old grandmother, great-grandmother, as a matter of fact, who's been put in jail for... something her animals did? We'll share that with you here in a few moments. 855-453. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. Bring up whatever you want here, toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a chat room and a webcam. They're built into the same page, so you can just go to cam.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. A lot of times, Allie's hanging out in the chat room.
Sometimes.
Tonight?
Yes.
All right. Allie's in there tonight. You can go to cam www.freetalklive.com and check that out for free. Unlike a lot of those other talk show hosts, we don't charge you for the features on our website. Again, freetalklive.com. Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to get together with other people who think like you, people who understand what liberty means. I'm presuming you understand what liberty means. The idea being that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else, and that you understand that in order to be free, that you have to allow others to be free. So the idea is to bring people like that together and have them get active all in the same geographic area. Maybe someday we'll see New Hampshire secession, not seceding to join Canada or to seceding to join some other country, or but to actually secede from the United States. I'm excited about that idea. The Free State Project isn't an explicitly secessionist movement. It's a movement that has a simple statement of intent, and that is that you'll move to New Hampshire when 19,999 others agree to do so, and you'll get active to achieve a government that does, at most, protects the property,
life, liberty, property.
So you can go to freestateproject.org to check that out, learn more about it. That's the reason the three of us are here together in the studio tonight. We're early movers. We've made the move to New Hampshire already, even though the Free State Project has yet to reach its 20,000 participant goal. It's over 15,500, though, at this point. So we're getting there, and there have been over 1,500 people. There are over 1,500 people that are already here in New Hampshire. Many of them are very active. Others are having success in politics and civil disobedience, and it's just been a wonderful experience so far.
Speaking of active people, just on the way over to the studio today, I saw a police officer with his lights on, and he had pulled someone over. And in those situations, if I'm on my way somewhere, I'm always thinking, oh, I wish I could somehow help the situation. But I have somewhere to be, which was here. Mm-hmm. And I saw Garrett out there filming the interaction. So I was like, oh, it's taken care of.
Nice. There's enough people around
Do you see that where you are?
You're asking the listener.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, probably not. Our toll-free number. So check it out. Freestateproject.org. It's a really unique movement, and it's working. So we'll continue here. Go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got Trey on the line on Skype. Hey, Trey.
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to point out, I guess, the hypocrisy of the U.S. government. And this happened over the Crimea issue. And what I'm going to talk about happened over 100 years ago in the late 1800s. But are y'all familiar with how Hawaii basically became a territory and subsequently a state of the U.S., right?
Yeah, I don't think I could give a symposium on it right now, but I'm right there with you.
I know it was under threat of force.
It was under threat of force. It was an illegal annexation. So what was happening was you had these American and European businessmen, mostly American businessmen in Hawaii, sugar farmers. They were landowners, right? And at some point, the existing Hawaiian constitution was changed to basically favor these landowners, and they changed the constitution to basically before the United States was the United States, you know, only landowners and property owners were able to have, like, you know, any major say of what went on as far as our relationship with England and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was the same thing there. So the constitution changed. Loads of native poor Hawaiians lost their ability to, you know, use their voice and vote. And power was given to a very small group of non-native Hawaiians.
So you're saying that people who were given the privilege to vote had that revoked, that they weren't allowed to vote anymore?
Exactly. Once Hawaiian was given their freedom from, British.
Great Britain. It was the Sandwich Islands.
Exactly, a British territory. So then at some point, the United States kind of crippled the Hawaiian sugar industry, because what happened was they lowered import tariffs from other countries into the U.S. When they were importing sugar. So because Hawaii was not a territory of the U.S., there was this coup that was set in place. And their thought was that, you know, if we become a territory, or if we become a part of the United States in some fashion, that way we won't have to pay these import tariffs because we'll be an American territory.
They used economic warfare to pressure them. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. So that set in motion this you know, thing over basically a decade or so to up to the point of the illegal annexation of Hawaii.
Now, wasn't Hawaii a kingdom? I mean, how is it that they were able to mess with the Constitution so easily from the outside?
So the king of the time, basically, he changed the Constitution looking down the barrel of a gun. There was force thrown against him, and he changed the Constitution. Those rights were taken away from the Native people. And then he died, and his sister took over, and she went to change the Constitution back. But there was a lot of bugaboo, a lot of screaming coming from, again, from these people who were a small minority, and with the threat of force, and she kind of backed down. The USS Boston was sent to Hawaii, was anchored in port, or it was anchored off the coast there. And
that's not threatening or anything.
Yeah.
Sending a big old gunship out there. What's the big deal?
Well, and what happened was they sent armed sailors to the island.
We call those Marines.
Marines, yeah. These at the time, these weren't Marines. They were they were sailors. Yeah, they were sailors.
All right.
They arrested the Queen, imprisoned her.
Wow.
Yes. You know, and from there, it's just, you know, it was just bad. So, I mean, maybe the disposition of Hawaii, you know, maybe it was great that we got Hawaii when we did, because, I mean, you look at during World War II, if Japan would have gotten a hold of them, yeah, it would not have been so great. But the point is, the way the United States government is acting towards Crimea is completely hypocritical, because at least the Crimeans had a chance to vote on whether or not they wanted to become a part of the Russian Federation. Hawaii didn't have any chance to do that. They did, Native Hawaiians did sign a petition, and they got over 21,000, which was half the population, because at the time, the population of Hawaii was only about 39,000 people, Native population. And so over half of the Native population of Hawaii signed a petition against annexation. So, I mean, we totally screwed the
Hawaiian. I didn't do anything. I just like to say I wasn't involved.
Don't you find that stories like this that are 100 years, more than 100 years old, just sort of fall on deaf ears? The people are like,
I find it fascinating.
Oh, I agree. I'm not saying that it's not fascinating. Yeah. I just don't, you know, nobody feels responsible. Oh, yeah, the United States did some terrible things to the Native Americans. Yes, yes, that's absolutely true. And sure, there was the Tuskegee Airmen, like the Tuskegee experiments, sure, and the Guatemala thing that Hillary apologize for, but you know, it's been decades. We've got all that stuff handled.
Trey, thanks for your call. Good information, good story tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. I felt like I learned something. 855 453. You take control here on Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number or Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. Our toll-free number is brought to you by ProXPN, and you can connect to that by dialing 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Don't forget to check out freetalklive.com. We have a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. And right now, it looks like the majority of Americans now have smartphones, over 61%. I think the last numbers I saw this month.
Who wants a dim-witted phone?
Some people do, because it can be annoying to actually make calls on a smartphone.
Sure can.
If you want to actually make a phone call, well, dim-witted phones can do a good job of it, I think.
I just remember having much better reception at one point in the past. Maybe I'm completely wrong here, but...
The issue's not reception. It's just a hassle, like, with the
transmitter. But plus, when you're driving down the road and you want to call somebody, you can't really... It doesn't have that feel, that tactile feel of a button.
Yeah, you used to be able to flip a phone open and press number two and call
Hold it
Mark,
down and then call... Yeah,
can't do that anymore.
Women all over the country that had that number program.
If you've got a smartphone, you can connect to Free Talk Live's live streams via M, as in mobile.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com.
Most people want to get ahead in life, and nearly all of Free Talk Live's listeners would like to be able to persuade people towards ideas. Maybe the ideas of freedom. I'm just guessing here. But did you know that some of the solutions that claim to help you grow actually backfire? The good news is that 70 years of science shows that even the best leaders can get better, but only if they practice in ways that actually work. Dr. Matt Barney, founder of LeaderAmp, has coached and taught thousands of successful leaders around the world for the last 20 years using the latest science of what works. Dr. Barney has drafted blueprints for a new smartphone application to measure each person and tailor a customized developmental plan, some of which will be pushed onto their smartphones. His vision is to build a community who can access approaches that really work and support each other's development as leaders. Uniquely, it will also allow you to compare your leadership with famous historical figures like Gandhi or Steve Jobs and help to see that they weren't perfect, but they overcame their own limitations with practice. The app isn't ready yet. It's being built, but if you want to help advance an approach to grow freedom lovers' persuasion skills, we'd love to have you join the community. Feel free to pre-order at the Indiegogo campaign, just go to leaderamp.freetalklive.com and amp your leadership. It's leaderamp.freetalklive.com.
And that takes you to the Indiegogo campaign.
Correct.
For this, which I find this fascinating. And anything that can be done to help, I guess, promote the idea of being a good leader and just being a leader, period, within the Liberty Movement, I think is very, very valuable.
Well, within the Liberty Movement specifically, persuasion skills aren't aren't in abundance, right? So what you'll find is a lot of people that want to debate points and beat the other person into the ground with their logic, with the flaming hammer of logic. Yeah, it's not particularly effective, and really we do need better skill sets when it comes to persuasion, and I think LeaderAmp can help with that.
But I just think having more leaders is a good thing, too. I mean, the more people that are doers, the more people that are instigators, the more people that are likely to start up something. Because one of the things that this movement needs is people to instigate, people to start with an idea and put it out there and say, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to see happen, this is the activism that I think is most exciting, and put that idea out there for people to add to with their ideas and to join on with and get behind. And that's what I see as being something that we need more of. There are a lot of people who are willing to do, it's just they need to be asked to do. And I'd like to see more people just start stuff. So, anyway, leaderamp.freetalklive.com sounds like it could help with that. We continue here. You are welcome to share your thoughts as we go to Stephen. He is in Utah on Skype. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ali, and Mark.
Top of the St. Patrick's Day to you.
Well, then, go ahead now.
You're a racist.
What?
I wanted to try to find a principle in the concept of voting for secession. Kind of seems like you have to use a bunch of different statist tools like voting to try to do something that's really anti-statist like secession. When would a percentage vote be legitimate for something like secession for New Hampshire seceding from the U.S.?
So are you saying that 51% of people shouldn't be able to decide for 49% of people whether a given geopolitical landmass...
Well, he was asking you.
He's asking?
Because you had made the statement earlier,
right,
Mark, thought 51% couldn't make a decision like that for the other 49%. So I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Stephen, that you were asking, well, would there be a number at which that it would be okay?
Right. I mean, it's not right for 51% of people to steal from the 49% of their neighbors, but is it right for 51% to secede from the people that control them if the other 49% want those people to control them? Ideally, I see it as ultimately, I'd like each individual to be able to secede, right? Just like you can divorce an abusive spouse.
But right, I think the answer is legitimately one vote.
Right.
The answer is if one person votes to leave a given geopolitical designation.
As I have done with the Shire Society Declaration.
That person legitimately can function within their own private property as a sovereign individual that, has their own governance. Now, the question is when you step onto things like roads, there's no border checkpoint at my property where, somebody gives me a good massage and sends me on my way.
I think you should have diplomatic immunity, personally.
I don't think that it's...
I'll vote on that.
I don't think it's cool that, if I secede that I choose not to pay for these roads. Oh, I'm no longer part of your government, so I don't have to pay for these roads.
You still have to pay for the roads. You get told all the time on these roads.
There's also gas taxes.
Not in Cheshire County. They told you.
Not in Cheshire County.
Okay.
Where I live. But I understand lots of roads, do the tolls. And I think you're at that point.
There are gas taxes, though, right? I mean,
there are gas taxes. Sure. Well, it's an interesting question. What if I bring in agricultural fuel, which don't have gas taxes on them, to my property, use the agricultural fuel to run my vehicle, and then I choose, not to pay? So I think that there's this kind of there needs to be some level of reciprocity that when it comes into all these little sovereign nations of one getting along.
Well, I have no problem paying for things I use.
Same here.
That's why the Shire Free Church. gave a 45% contribution to the city of Keene when they were demanding property taxes from us in this last property tax
bill.
I mean,
if you went to Canada, would you feel like obligated to pay for the roads that you drove on while you were there? If you're visiting another nation, would you feel obligated to pay into their taxes?
Every time that you buy something at a store, you're paying into their taxes, right? So every time, and unless you go to Canada and spend absolute zero, as far as you don't buy gas, you don't buy food, you don't buy anything, then you're going to be contributing to their system.
But taxes don't work where it's like pay per use. It's just like pay us or we will put you in jail.
Gas taxes kind of do work that way. I mean, they're about as close as you can get, except for sort of electric vehicles and that kind of thing. They're about as close as you can get to pay per use. So
Okay, so the second part to my question, then I'll hop off, is at what percentage of people would there need to be in New Hampshire to vote for secession to where it would reach the critical mass of where the legislator would work to secede from the United States?
Well, first of all, in New Hampshire, there's not any kind of petitioning process to get something on a ballot, so you would never have a vote for secession that I know of. At least maybe there's some way. Well, maybe, actually, I think maybe if the state legislature puts in a constitutional...
Question, I think I'm going to come a little bit closer to this. The fact is that New Hampshire has a citizen legislature, so it couldn't be less than 50% because it's such a big issue, right? Like, seceding from the United States, not something you're going to slip by in the dark of night. So
wouldn't that be great if we woke up tomorrow and it was in the newspaper?
So
well, that's how the answer is basically established, you know? I mean, 1912, 13, you know, night before Christmas, isn't that how they got income taxes?
They did. But this
did that
is,
shyster thing the other
you're
way.
You're taking people's flags and eagles away, man.
They can keep the flags. They can keep the flags. That's the thing.
You could have flags with different colors and stars and stuff. Agreed. I think the answer is about 50% because of the citizen legislature and the way it would be set up, it could probably be done with about 50%.
Well, I think, and there's a constitutional amendment factor here that I think I want to point out in a moment. Thanks for the call, Stephen. We'll continue the discussion here next on Free Talk.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about secession, the idea of not just state secession, but personal secession. If a state can declare independence from another state, which, of course, these are just ideas. States are just ideas that are human beings using violence and the threat of violence over other human beings to get their way and to get obedience and money out of those other human beings. But if one state can secede, then shouldn't an individual be able to secede as well?
What would that mean? What would it entail, seceding?
Well, removing your allegiance. So during your school years, you were likely declaring your allegiance on a daily basis pledging.
Through expression. Pledging allegiance.
Yes, you literally were pledging your allegiance to the United States.
Right.
Even though you, for a long time, probably didn't really know what that meant, you were doing it. And so the idea of a personal secession would be to remove such a pledge of allegiance and to swear allegiance to yourself.
Is it more like a symbolic
society.
Symbolic sentiment?
Saying, what do you mean?
Like, I declare my independence and I take back everything I was saying about America before. I decided that I don't want to be part of this collective known as the United States or New Hampshire or Keene.
Well, yes, it's absolutely symbolic. But by asking that question, do you mean that it also is meaningless beyond the symbolism?
Does it have, do some actions, is there some process for what you're talking about? Seceding as an individual?
Well, that's a good question. So we were actually talking about Roger Ver on the air the other day. There was an article. I don't think you were on the show on that day, Mark, but
okay.
There's an article written about Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, kind of talking about his story, a little bit about his past. And, you know, he went to prison for apparently selling fireworks on eBay for, you know, I think he went to 8 months in prison for
that. It's the equivalent of fireworks. They're actually rat traps.
Okay, well, they said fireworks in the article, so
it's easier to understand. Basically, there's an M80 in a box. The rat goes in the box, and bang, kills the rat.
Oh, wow, that sounds messy. But anyway,
it's
fireworks with practicality involved.
This is how, I mean, this is sort of an agricultural level. I mean, we're not talking about baiting traps out in the wild.
So anyway. Roger, he's going through the process of renouncing citizenship. Because he's gotten citizenship, so-called, in another political designation, in another country,
okay.
And now he wants to renounce his U.S. citizenship. So that's one answer to your question.
That sounds like a lengthy process.
Yes, and it's expensive and hassle process. But there's another idea, which is the Shire Society. You can go to ShireSociety.com and read the Shire Society Declaration, which is a personal declaration of independence. The Shire Society Declaration is... It's personally empowering. It has personal significance, but you're not sending a copy of it to the United States government. So it's the kind of the opposite of what Roger Ver is doing in that he's asking the U.S. government to let him go, so to speak, and a signer of the Shire Society Declaration would be just simply declaring their own personal independence, which, of course, you know, if they want to come after you, they're going to come after you, whether or not you get their permission slip.
They consider this piece of land theirs.
Yeah.
And that's evidenced by the fact that they'll tax the land. They decide where the land goes. If they want to put a road through your land, they'll do that.
The thing is, I don't believe I am a citizen because I don't think there's any evidence to prove that anyone is in point of fact a citizen. If they're going to claim that I'm the citizen, then I would like them to prove that claim. Because, as we've said multiple times and we'll continue to point out to people, because this doesn't get a whole lot of press coverage, but there have been multiple court cases where the Supreme Court has decided that the government has no obligation to provide you with any services, and it certainly has no obligation to protect you. So if you look up the definition of citizen, citizen is one who owes a duty of allegiance, like pledging allegiance and doing what you're told, owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. So because there's no obligation to protect, you couldn't possibly owe them a duty of allegiance. So therefore, there is no citizen. So my viewpoint is that the whole citizen thing has been a lie from day number one, and all you have to do is just simply stop believing in it. That's, again, not going to stop them from believing in it.
They still believe in it.
Yes, but if enough people, this is all really we're talking about here, are the beliefs that people have. And that's why the state exists, because people believe in it. They see the state as something else besides human beings who are using force on others. And if we can change that, then political secession won't even really matter. If we can change enough hearts and minds on that. But, oh, that reminds me. I wanted to correct something that, or I guess expound upon something that I was trying to say as we went out to the
last
break.
Sounds like correct to me.
So you had kind of given an explanation about voting and secession and percentages, Mark, and what I wanted to say about New Hampshire as far as voting for secession, how that would happen here if it were to actually occur. Would be that they would have to go through the constitutional amendment process in Concord, which would mean that they could either do a general court vote. General court is the name for the state legislature here. So 3/5 of the general court can vote for a proposed constitutional amendment.
This would be the state representatives voting?
That's correct.
400 of them.
So, right, of the 400 people, 3/5 of them would have to propose, you know, vote for something that says we're going to secede from the United States. Then it would go to ratification by the people at the next following November election, biennial election.
So open to the general public.
That's correct. So then it would be a 2/3 vote of the general public. So recently this happened in 2012, where the state representatives passed a proposed resolution amendment to ban the income tax forever in New Hampshire.
Wow.
So that passed the state house 3/5 for a proposed amendment, but it did not pass the 2/3 required to actually go in as an amendment. So it failed as a constitutional amendment, but 58% did vote for it. So it was a majority of New Hampshire voters wanted to see the income tax banned forever, because we don't have a personal income tax in New Hampshire, but not 66 or 67%. So it didn't make the cut. So there you go. There's also the constitutional convention method as well, which is a little bit more detailed. Majority vote of both houses in that case is required to place a question on the ballot. Shall there be a convention to amend or revise the Constitution? If such a question has not been submitted to the people in 10 years, the Secretary of State is required to place the question on the ballot. So apparently that question comes up every 10 years, regardless of whether or not it's actually been suggested by the legislature. And then if they have a convention, a majority of qualified voters participating in election is required. So, in order to get the convention, a majority of voters would have to agree to it. And then at the next election, delegates are elected by the people or earlier as provided by the general court. And a 3/5 vote of the number of delegates is required to send the constitutional amendment to a vote. So there's no way a constitutional amendment can get through in New Hampshire without a 2/3 vote of the people on that amendment. Does that make sense?
Yep, got it.
So the constitutional convention process is much longer, but ultimately whatever they come up with, if they have the constitutional convention, still goes to the people for a vote.
Wow, okay.
So there you go. And, again, that's just how it happens here in New Hampshire. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think this is such an important issue, the idea of secession, because if we can get people thinking and favoring the idea of secession in places like Crimea or other places around the world, and then start talking about it happening here in the United States, let's bring it up at dinner conversations. Bring it up in the workplace. Start talking about the idea of secession and take it seriously.
Well, it's interesting because the United States is already broken up into states, so people here are already used to thinking of themselves as identifying more with a local population than with an entire country in general.
You know, this secession thing came up here in the United States with sort of the Texas wanting to secede
after the election recently.
Yeah, putting in something to whitehouse.gov or whatever it was.
That's right.
It was interesting to hear the caterwauling. Now, what I never heard, you'd hear things like, oh, it's unconstitutional. And the Supreme Court certainly, the federal government has ruled that it is unconstitutional for anyone that the federal government doesn't want to leave the federal government to leave, right? Like that's what they've ruled, and which is a ridiculous ruling. If you can vote, which, you know, the first states did, and actually all the states petitioned to be in the country, if you can vote to be part of the United States, then you should be able to vote to not be part of the United States. Anything other than that is absolutely ludicrous, and I don't care what body made that decision. Some people would call it unconstitutional. Others were like things like, well, Alabama is a tax-negative state. If they leave, then they'll be losing money. Now, they never say, like, they just kind of, you know, there's some level of indignation about it, and yes, that's a true statement. So what? If Alabama, a majority of people in Alabama, choose to want to leave the United States, what do you care if they're tax negative?
What does tax negative mean?
Tax negative means that they receive more federal dollars than they pay in is the supposed thing. I don't understand how
and
this
by
works.
They, you mean the state government. And the people pay it in, but the state government receives the money. The people certainly don't.
In theory, I don't understand how any state is actually tax negative because there's so many government bureaucrats that get paid so much money, I can't imagine that any state gets more than it pays.
We will come back with more of your thoughts. You may make the call toll-free to 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Venezuelan protests coming up.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top-quality flooring that must be cleared out by March 31st. Get donor oak laminate flooring for only 49 cents a square foot. Exotic black mamba hand-scraped bamboo for just $1.89. Even 3/4-inch pre-finished hickory hardwood for an unheard-of $2.59 a square foot. They've got free samples at your local store, plus 22-month special financing available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find a store nearest you.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.